Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and thank you for joining me today. This is Kelly Barner, the Business Survey Chair for the ISM New York Report on Business, Managing Director of Buyers Meeting Point, and the Director of Intelligence for Pollenbridge. The ISM New York Report on Business is a highly regarded indicator of business conditions in the New York metro area, including a six-month outlook, employment index, and current and expected revenues. The September ISM New York Report on Business was released on October 3rd at 9:45 a.m. Eastern and is available for download. I will include a link to it on today's Blog Talk Radio episode page. In September, New York City purchasing managers reported current business conditions, employment, and quantity of purchases are in contraction, while the six-month outlook fell but remained in growth territory. Current business conditions came in below the break-even point in September, only the second time that has happened in 2017. The six-month outlook decreased from last month's increase, returning to nearly the same level we saw in July. Employment, a seasonally adjusted index, fell back into contraction territory after the 18-month high we saw in August. Quantity of purchases fell to an eight-month low. News for the top line and forward guidance continued to make small adjustments in opposite directions for the second month in a row. Current revenues continued to increase after hitting the lowest point on record in July, coming in right at the break-even point in September. Expected revenues fell for the second consecutive month and reached a 20-month low in September. Now, when I'm going through these numbers every month, I start my analysis very broadly and then work into the details looking for meaning. My first pass is just to sketch out index by index with arrows up and down how each one of these measures of the economy moved from the month before. Then I look to see how much they moved, when they moved with or against, and if any other milestones were achieved. This was one of those months where good news was scarce. Only two indices rose, prices paid, which isn't really great for the bottom line, and current revenues, which served as the first of two silver linings. The second was the fact that despite its continued slide, the six-month outlook stayed above the 50 mark, which means that the New York City purchasing managers do expect 6 months from now the economy to be growing. That's actually where I got my report headline for this month, Holding Out Hope. Now, October's report will officially kick off the fourth and final quarter for 2017. Here's holding out hope that my arrows will be pointing in the other direction next month. Please feel free to share your comments and feedback on this month's report, as well as to share it with anyone from your network that you feel would benefit from the information. I will put a link to the report on business on today's Blog Talk Radio episode page. Remember to check back in with me on Thursday, November 2nd for the release of the October report. Thank you for joining me, and please have a great rest of your day.